855-450-3733. It's a live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's the Super Bowl edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Oh, boy, and Stephanie.
So, yeah, you know, I mean, that's the elephant in the room, right? It's Super Bowl Sunday. I imagine that listenership is probably going to be a little low,
but we're live.
All right? Yeah, we are live. If you are, for whatever reason, not listening to the Super Bowl or watching the Super Bowl, Free Talk Live is here for you, and that is the service that we provide our listeners and our stations. We provide live content every day of the week, 365 days of the year, if we can help it. I mean, there certainly have been bumps along the way, but, you know, by and large, we run a show every single day, whether it's Christmas or Super Bowl or whatever.
Somebody runs it every day.
Somebody. Yes. By we, I mean somebody at Free Talk Live does it. And, you know, I think people appreciate that. I think that they want a live show when they want to tune in. If it's 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern time, you know, whatever your time zone is, you want it when you want it. And that's what Free Talk Live intends to provide. So, you know, I can't say that I'm... I like watching the Super Bowl for the ads.
I don't.
You know, not even the ads?
No.
Yeah, there's so... To me, there's some very creative ads out there, and I like it for that purpose.
Yeah. I can't remember the last Super Bowl ad I watched, or the last Super Bowl. I mean, it's... to me, it's just... I have no interest. It seems like a lot of collectivism, nationalism... I don't mean to rain on anybody's parade, but, like, why cheer for an arbitrary team just based on where you were born? I mean, you have no control over that. Like, it almost just seems very nationalistic.
Some people like, you know, they'll pick a player they like. Brady, for instance, is a superlative quarterback. You know, in the
I'll
long
take your word for it.
Yes, I mean, there's I'm not no expert, but I'm not even going to pretend to be an expert just because you are, you know, even farther off the mark from expert than I am. I'm not
further off
pretend.
The deep end, one might say.
But I know that Tom Brady is a superlative quarterback, and that this is supposed to be a pretty good game. But I spend most of my time worrying about these millionaires hitting each other. I'm like, oh gosh, oh, I hope he's okay, and then they're okay.
Yeah.
But I mean, I've heard that for the NFL,
well, sometimes they're not though.
Sometimes they're not.
You really feel for the people who get injured during those games, and
they play through. Yeah. I mean, they're taught and they're driven to play through these injuries, and often that can exacerbate the injuries, whether it's you know, concussion, brain injuries, or whether it's you know, what's euphemistically called a bell ringer. I mean, we're talking about brain injuries here, people.
Yeah.
Or you know, they'll play through other types of injuries. I've heard it said that it's like being in six car wrecks in an evening, and I wouldn't doubt that at all.
Well, when you have these, you know, 250-pound really beefy men like running and crashing at you, then it's almost like that.
and that's not even at the line. You know, to me, I always feel the worst for the guys with the high numbers that are right on the linemen, mm-hmm. the fat guys.
Yeah.
Because you know, these are. They may look sloppy, but these are superlative athletes. I mean, these are athletes of the highest caliber. Yeah, they're big. They're beefed up. And they're going at other athletes their size. And what it must do to their bodies. I mean, you don't find too many old linemen.
Yeah, and, you know, in boxing, too, traumatic brain injury really it really increases your risk of dementia. And sure. Other things later on in life that aren't very pleasant. And so they really are kind of like selling their young bodies up front for in exchange for future wreckage of them with injuries and all kinds of stuff.
And that's the ones that are able to. Think about the ones that sell their young bodies for the opportunity and fail.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. And that is a process which disproportionately affects poor and minority kids. Like they try to get these scholarships to college. The whole college athlete thing, there's been a lot written about it recently in light of like some of these scandals. And just the fact that kids are desperate for a chance to go to college, and so they try to get these athletic scholarships, and then they're not paid, and they end up wrecking their bodies, and after that, you know, they're in a college where maybe they, I don't know, maybe they wouldn't be otherwise if it weren't for that sports talent. So what do they do once they get that injury that ends their career? It's really sad.
I think many of them don't hold they don't take a wise attitude towards the college that they go to. I think that they, you know, they're sucked in by the wine, women, and song that probably circles around, you know, world-class athletes. And they don't take the opportunity that that is afforded by the college. I mean, like, the college will give them whatever they want as far as an education goes. Many of them scoot through college in order to, you know, have the opportunity at the NFL, where they want to be able to make hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars a year.
Yeah, there's the idea that the professors, like, don't fail athletes, even though they might not be getting the material. And I think that, to some extent, plays into a stereotype of people who are athletic as being dumb, which is definitely not always the case, for sure.
And, it's all about choices.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're spending most of your time focusing on sports, which is fine. I mean, I'm not judging that at all.
A lot of great minds and
you probably don't have as
sports.
Much time to focus on classes, right?
Sure.
Especially the classes that colleges colleges want you to have, like, a broad education, or so they say. I think they want you to spend 4 years paying tuition and stuff. But, you know, they mandate that you take all these classes, which, you know, one could say that they make you better rounded, but others could say that, well, I'm not interested in art history, and
sure.
So why should I take it? Why should I waste my time? You know.
Yeah, I've got a real problem with many of those classes. I mean, you know, if I want to go to college, I want to learn what it is that I want to learn and go on. But, you know, this is going into the problems with college, and you know, not so much the Super Bowl.
Oh yeah, well, we can get off on tangents.
We were
sometimes.
Having a discussion. I went to Social Sundays here in Keene, which is a project that my partner Ian, my business partner Ian here on Free Talk Live, he's sort of put together to welcome people to Keene.
Yep.
And so on Sundays at, I think it's 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock or something, we go to a local tavern and, you know, eat some food and drink some libations or whatever. And of course, the Super Bowl is going on. And we were talking about it. And what really is the Super Bowl? Or what is your team? Your team is a bunch of people from all over the world and all over the country.
Yeah. Who represent an arbitrary...
Wear some colors.
Yeah.
I mean, your team is a location and some colors. You know, like, I like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Because I grew up there. You know, I mean,
that's why most people like teams.
I because people around like them. I mean, it's sort of this groupthink mentality that, you know, my
Absolutely.
Friends, the people I like, you know, like this, and I want to like them, and I'm excited by this, and that kind of thing. But even with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they changed their colors, so it's not even. At one point, it was creamsicles, the white and orange with Bruce the Buccaneer, and then they change over to the pewter and red with mm-hmm. the bandolier on the end of the cutlass.
Did people get mad when they changed the colors?
No, most of them were excited. It was a these are pretty ugly colors. I mean, Bruce the Buccaneer, 1971. I mean, he might as well have had a disco ball behind him. I mean, it was you know, he had a big feather plume on his hat. Just didn't make much sense.
Well, you know, Mark, I want to ask you if it strikes you ever as, like, sort of bloodthirsty, or at least, like, does it get out of hand sometimes? Because people will, like, you know. Usually there's alcohol involved, right? And people are watching these guys hit each other and crash into each other, and, oh, someone's going to win and someone's going to get beat. And, you know, sometimes if, like, my team, quote-unquote, or somebody's team loses, mm-hmm. there can be, like, violence after the game,
sure.
whether it's fights or riots. And actually, when I went to college, I went in Massachusetts, and people like the Patriots, right, because mm-hmm. there are a lot of people from Mass. And so... The Patriots were in the Super Bowl, I think, 2 years in a row, and, like, 1 year they won.
They're in this year, too.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, there are probably going to be riots at UMass like there were when I was there. But so what happened was the Patriots either won or lost, I don't remember, but people were rioting, and there was actually a lot of, like, police brutality. Like, the cops were called in from the state police and other towns, and they were shooting rubber bullets, and that was what actually opened my eyes for the first time to police brutality.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, trying to cull the masses, I can understand why they would use a heavy hand. I mean, if you're seeing people
being
rowdy.
But why do people get so rowdy in the first place?
It's a great question. Yeah. Why do people get so rowdy over sports? 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Get in the zone. You can prolong the life of your engine and save by doing regular oil changes yourself. And AutoZone's here to help. Right now, get a 5-plus quart jug of Mobil Super conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter at the low price of only $15.99. See store for restrictions and details. If you've never done the job yourself, it's a good time to start. Change your oil on time and on your own with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to myfreesurvivalcourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part Urban Survival Mini course at myfreesurvivalcourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. MyFreeSurvivalCourse.com. MyFreeSurvivalCourse.com. Or call 866-505-7934. 866-505-7934. You'll be glad you did.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That is the SACL toll-free call-in line on the live Super Bowl edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Stephanie.
855-450-3733. So we've been, having some thoughts on Super Bowl, football,
professional sports. You know, by the way, I don't think we're supposed to call it Super Bowl. I think we're supposed to call it the big game.
What radio show am I on, Mark?
I don't know whether it's advertisements or what the purpose is that you're not supposed to say Super Bowl for, but you're supposed
really
to.
Is it like a trademark thing? We should get Stefan Kinsella back on the show
we
and
should talk
to about
him about
that.
Saying the word Super Bowl and when we can say it, when we can't. I suspect that
can we say Stupid Bowl?
I suppose could if that's I'm not prepared to go that far. People are providing a service that other people want to consume. And I'm fine with that. I happen to like other sports better than football, but, you know, that's me.
I'm fine with it, too. I wish people would think about it a little bit more and kind of question maybe why they might be attracted to that kind of violence and that, like, it's entertainment. It's a sport. It's fun to watch people beat each other up. Do you know what I'm saying, Mark? Do you sympathize with that at all?
I'd rather talk about the Liberty Forum real quick.
All right. Well, it's coming up in 1, 2, 3 weekends from now. It's the Free State Project's Liberty Forum. Actually, a little less because it starts on a Thursday and ends on a Sunday.
There you go. Uh-huh.
So, yep, it's the Free State Project's Liberty Forum. It's in Nashua, New Hampshire at a hotel. It's like a convention for liberty folk, and you can hear a lot of cool speakers there. Joel Salatin, or Salatin, I think, is the correct pronunciation,
I'll take
either one. Yeah. According to Carla, who is friends with Joel Salatin. he wrote You Can Farm, and he's talking about basically everything you want to do is illegal.
When it comes to farming?
When it comes to farming, or probably anything else. But that's an interesting talk that I'm looking forward to hearing. Carlos Miller, who was just in the news recently for his arrest. And
Filming. Photography is not a crime is his blog. And he's an advocate of free press.
Yeah, and many, many more. So, and Peter Schiff included also, by the way. I think he's another keynote. So if you want to know more about all the speakers, you can go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum and check it out. And if you register, there's still time. I think they haven't taken it down yet. But you should use coupon code FTL2012 if you want to get your tickets. There's still time.
Yep.
And you'll need to get a hotel room as well. And I think there's still opportunities to do that.
There'll probably be opportunities there day of people to bunk with, that kind of thing. But
will be like a gray market, like a sublet of a hotel room, I think. But if you're nice enough, if you make friends, then someone will probably offer you.
855-450-3733. Let's go to Jay in Massachusetts. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mark. It's Jay Noon.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, Jay.
Yes, you're watching the big game.
I don't really have much interest in any.
Yeah, right on. Right on, Jay.
I've always thought of them as just weapons of mass distraction. You say to somebody, like, I don't know, I do this all the time because I have fun with it. I'll be like, so somebody's complaining about the price of fuel. And I'll say, like, well, do you understand what fractional reserve banking is? Or inflation? No, no. Do you know who your senator is? Do you know who your congressman is? No, no. Okay, do you know any names of the people that play in the Boston Red Sox that are Patriots? So they can whip off every single one.
Sure.
Or usually they'll be complaining about some professional sports player doing something, some error or something wrong. And I'll be like, wow, would you like to hear what your representative did wrong, or pass the NH detention bill or whatever? And they don't care about any other. Like, everybody's just so, not everybody, many people are so wrapped up in these weapons of mass distraction.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see the argument of kind of calling it bread and circuses, although I can't say I really blame people for not wanting to keep up with all the details about politics, because that can really kind of wear on you after a while, too. But, yeah.
But, I mean, it's the relevance to one's life is significantly more, I think. I agree
with
you.
Well, the politicians can actually do things that will affect your life and make you less free. And they're really never doing anything that makes you more free, right? I mean, I think that's a pretty safe assumption to say. But the football players can't. I mean, they can entertain you if you want them to. But, well, I mean, actually, that just sort of brought up a point for me. I mean, there is this idea that a lot of professional sports stadiums and a lot of the there's a lot of like political connection
sure.
in the sports industry, right? They often get subsidies for building these stadiums, and sometimes even the teams themselves are subsidized, especially with football. And the politicians will say stuff like, well, you know, we have to do this for the local economy because the games bring people into the city and things like that. But
sure.
usually it ends up being a wash. And I'm just thinking of the stadium in Detroit, I believe, where it was built for, like, you know, tens of millions of dollars in the 1970s, and then it ended up selling for, like, a dollar or something.
It was,
pennies on the dollar.
I think it was $400,000 to a Canadian soccer team.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, like,
that's right.
And at the time that it sold, like, my house was almost worth that in Sarasota, Florida.
Yeah.
Of course, they, you know, they go up and they go down. They've gone up and gone down since then. But
that's what happens when the government tries to make these decisions. It's just a malinvestment. Like, they don't have the same incentives that people in the voluntary marketplace do. They're not going off of what consumers want. They're just going off of, like, completely different motivations.
Jay?
Yeah, well, and another thing I was kind of thinking about on a radio show, I don't know if I heard it yesterday or the day before, but they, I guess, TSA, or they're setting up the same type of airport screeners at the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, they've got those backscatter machines or whatever type of machines they are that are they're scanning people going into the Super Bowl.
I did hear about that this time, but I had also heard about it in the past as well. So, like, people were saying, oh, it's coming, get ready, it's going to be at every football game, and sure enough. Yeah.
You know, and I'm not – I don't dislike football. I've got to say that there's usually one play per game that is just worth seeing. Of course, you can usually see that on the highlight reel.
You better sit through 5 hours right. of a football game and see one 10-minute.
And it wins every time these poor guys – these poor millionaires hit each other. But – you know, the when you watch a football game in real life, I haven't enjoyed it that much, being in the stadium. Now, usually I can't afford to be down where the action really is. I'm up in the nosebleed seats. But baseball games, I've gone and really enjoyed those. What I would never want to watch on TV because I find it so boring. It's just the opposite. And football in real life, boring to me, but okay to watch on TV. Baseball, terrible to watch on TV, but fun to watch in real life. So, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Hey, on another subject about this XM radio here, which I'm listening to you guys now on, I've noticed
what is Extreme Talk?
What's that?
It's called Extreme Talk, I think, is our channel, 165.
Right. Yeah, you're on Extreme Talk right now, but during the week you're on America's Talk.
Yeah.
166 or something. And I noticed that it used to come on at 9 o'clock, and it's like, you know, a delay on your show or whatever.
Yep.
But lately, it has to be coming on until 10 o'clock, and they're only playing 2 hours of your show.
There was some kind of programming change on America's Talk, yep.
I would encourage everybody to kind of, like, I've emailed XM twice about it. They actually did respond to me both times.
I wouldn't know how to respond to him, Jay, but thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. I would not know how to email them, but if you want to email them, just go to their website. I do know it's America's Talk 166.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99, and will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7777.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number one reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce this glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
Live Super Bowl edition of Free Talk Live. You can give us a call. Tell us what's on your mind. If you're a cigarette smoker, I was too for many years. I know what it's like. There's new technology in the area of smoking cigarettes. It's called an e-cigarette. Now, it's not really smoking. It doesn't produce smoke. It produces vapor. But the nicotine is contained in a cartomizer, and on the e-cigarette, it looks like where the filter is. And there's, you know, this food-based chemical in there that is inert, that contains the nicotine. And you pull on it just like a cigarette. You charge it up. And you pull on it just like a cigarette, and you could do it just about anywhere. You see, you don't have to go stand out by the dumpster in the rain anymore to smoke. You can smoke indoors. It doesn't smell like anything. No secondhand smoke for people. No ashtray mouth. None of the bad things about smoking. It costs less than half of what smoking costs, and it's significantly healthier for you. One metric here is 22,000 times healthier. But if it was just twice as healthy for you, it would be worth doing. It's a different experience than smoking. I think you need to really give it a try, see what it's like. If you've tried other e-cigarettes, you don't know what it's like to use Vaporsmith's e-cigarette, though. They have a booster in it. It allows you to get a much bigger pull than normal e-cigarettes do. They've got incredibly fast shipping. You'll order and you'll have it in a day or two. Great flavors, reds, Turkish, classics, menthol, cloves, cherry, vanilla, strawberry. And is all you have to do is go to Vaporsmiths.com, buy 40 cartomizers, use coupon code FTL, you'll get free shipping also. It's Vaporsmiths.com, or you can call 855-2-GET-VAPOR. It's the numeral 2, GET-VAPOR. Vaporsmiths.com. So we're talking about the big game.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It just amuses me to call it the big game instead of the Super Bowl. And, you know, we've had conversations here about, you know, what does football mean to people? And
yeah, that's an important question.
It is, you know, it's America's
game. I think most
game.
People would laugh at that question and say, oh, what do you mean? It's just entertainment. It's just fun. You know, can't you loosen up and have some fun? But I think it is important to think about, like, why do you like the team you like? And, you know, why do you enjoy watching conflicts between two uniformed gangs, basically? And
lined up.
Yeah.
I'm more worried. I see the analogy to war, and
mm-hmm.
You know, my concern that people might enjoy the viewing of violence, and that it's visceral and all that kind of thing. My concern is for the people that play it, and the especially,
oh, yeah.
And not even the millionaires out there, the ones that are lost along the way.
Mm-hmm.
The I don't know, 10,000 young people, men that are lost along the way.
Yeah.
The perpetuating of the sort of disposable male in our society. You know, for all the talk of feminism out there and that kind of thing, you've got to consider that men are disposable as far as society is concerned.
I don't think they're disposable.
They're taught that's why I said as far as society.
Well,
concerned.
I just wanted to make that clear.
They're the ones that are tossed, tossed into wars. You know, they're young.
Well, who
young
does
bodies.
That? It's the state.
Sure.
Comes from feminists. That's what I'm saying.
I didn't claim that it was.
Okay.
There's a lot of conversation out there about rights for women, but there's very little conversation about how men are human doings rather than human beings. What a man's role in the family is to provide and do rather than be. And
yeah, I think it's really important to examine those premises because. That's a very confining role to be forced into.
Sure.
You know, just like female gender roles can be extremely confining, so can that male role of the provider and the pressure to be this, like, rock of a family or whatever and just sacrifice yourself for everybody else. It's a very anti-libertarian concept, right? It's this very, like, self-sacrificing
kind
of...
And more so, it doesn't do anything for anybody.
Yeah, you don't think it does.
Dollars don't make kids happy. Think about when you were a kid. You didn't know if you were poor. You didn't think about your income level compared to other people.
Mm-hmm.
You cared about your family, and that's what a father can do best is provide. And I don't know how we've gotten wandered off from football to that, but
well, you said the disposable male,
sure.
And the injuries that people incur, and it is men that play football. It's
and
not women.
A symptom
I don't,
of
I don't
this.
Disagree with you there.
Yeah, it's sometimes women will play kicker, which, by the way, if you're going to teach your young son to play football, this is the role for you. The guy jogs onto the field. You know, waves at everybody. He's got the cool pads, you know, the little tiny pads that, really let you see him. They just kind of bulk up his physique without really getting in the way.
Okay.
You know, some of them wear one shoe. Some of them wear two different color shoes. They've got a little personality to them. They come out. They score 3 points. They jog back off waving at the crowd. I mean, you know, it's a nice place to be. Now, admittedly,
right.
You miss that kick. It's not a good position to be in, but, you know, kickers play till they're in their mid-40s,
Yeah, they're not really in the harm's way.
They don't make huge bucks like quarterbacks or running backs and these kind of things, but, you know, it's not a bad position to be in. So,
yeah.
Anyway, if that's what you're going to do.
Well, I mean, I think you bring up a good point, Mark, and I to agree with you, because there is this pressure, I think, a lot of times for men to be really strong. I'm sure they feel it when they're young too, like, because they're taught it from a really early age, like, you know, don't cry if you get hurt because it's not masculine or manly or whatever, and don't complain about anything, just suck it up and deal with it. And those are harmful memes too, because, you know, everybody has feelings, everybody experiences pain. There's nothing shameful about that, right?
And I think there's times to push through whatever challenges you might be facing, and I wouldn't say otherwise, but, you know, often...
Well, there's a difference between, like, becoming a victim and, like, having that mentality that you're helpless or whatever, and really acknowledging that you are experiencing pain and that your body is giving you a signal to stop doing what you're doing or whatever, right?
Yeah, indeed. My concern when it comes to football is these young men that are along the way are left. And I had it's funny to say, I was in prison for 8.5 years. For those that don't know, I spent 8.5 years in prison. And I had a friend who was a prison guard. Mm-hmm. And, he was in college and blew both of his knees out. He was a lineman.
Ouch.
350-pound dude. He was 6'5". They love to hire prison guards that look like that.
Yeah.
And he was wasted. He was wasted from this. As far as I can remember, the college scholarship dried up after that, too. That, mm-hmm. That was it. I mean, you know, he's injured for life. And a big man is never, a man that big is never going to have his knees heal.
Yeah.
So,
and you might have medical bills from that, and how are you supposed to pay those if your livelihood is cut off too?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's. I know. I think it's really unfortunate, and to some extent, people who go into professional sports are sort of taking a huge risk upon themselves, right? They're taking a giant risk that they won't get injured and that they'll make it to the top and become the millionaire, and that's what everybody wants. But
better odds,
really,
lottery, but
very few people get to that point.
Very few,
and there are lots of talented athletes out there. But man, if you could look at the real facts, like professional sports is not your guaranteed ticket out of poverty. It's quite the opposite. A lot of people get really ruined for their careers. And it's sad to see.
Their body's going to be ruined for life. Let's go to Irwin in Illinois. Irwin, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi. First time I've heard your show because
that's
the station I usually listen to isn't even on the air tonight. But you guys are good, especially good alternative to people that aren't watching the Super Bowl. I just want to say I even work part-time in sports. But I prefer radio, and maybe it's just my generation, because I just don't like being bombarded with the graphics and replays and pitch counts and everything when you watch television. So just one of those things, maybe how you grew up. But
there's this phenomenon. I've sold radio for a living for more than a decade, and one thing that we're told is that a lot of people listen to the radio and then will watch the TV. They want to hear the radio announcer, that aspect, that talent pool. Whereas, the guys on TV are, they're unbiased or whatever. The radio announcer is not at all.
Right. That's exactly what I do, especially for baseball.
Mm-hmm. So I've heard, how many baseball games a year do you think you listen to on the radio?
Well over 100. I'm actually a Milwaukee Brewers ticket holder, so I just listen to Bob Uecker on the Milwaukee Brewers games, and basically through satellite radio.
Erwin, I appreciate the thoughts. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Thanks for listening.
You guys have a great night.
Yeah.
You too.
Same to you. 855-450-3733. Some people prefer radio over television.
Glad we can provide an alternative.
Excellent. Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most
profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225. Or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in with whatever you want. We've been chatting up the big game. And,
I don't even want to dare practice my radio puking voice in front of everybody.
I haven't heard any women puke. You could have deepened a voice. You could do it. You could have a good one. Yeah, you know, mostly women on the radio have had voices like yours. You know, that sort of deep husky sound, and it's sort of more traditional. Whereas men's voices on the radio have moved from that Mr. Big voice, kind of to the radio puker. At one point, someone is trying to make their voices distinctive by tightening up their vocal cords.
That doesn't sound good in the long term.
I don't know.
It sounds like a vocal spasm waiting to happen.
But now people are, you know, now on the radio, it's sort of the time of Mr. Normal Voice. It's okay to talk like normal people on the radio. I mean, obviously you want to be clear and have good diction, but you know, it's a whole new era in broadcasting.
I'm glad about that, because I like the idea of sort of what you hear is what you get. I try to be as genuine as possible when I'm on the radio. So
yeah,
you know.
It would be very weird to me to affect a voice.
Yeah.
But people who do affect them, just at some point or another, that's how they talk normally. I worked in the radio business,
you could become that character,
like,
right? You know, you start to become Manwich or whoever you.
I used to be, my on-air name used to be Manwich, but I didn't have an affected voice. I just wanted to. I sold radio during the day, and I didn't want any customers knowing that I was on Free Talk Live talking about, you know,
whatever it was that we were talking about on the radio that night before.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
And I did actually have somebody, a customer, recognize my voice, but it didn't go poorly. They just, you know, liked the idea it was on the radio. But,
well, if they're listening enough to recognize your voice, then that probably means they're a fan. So that's probably a good thing.
maybe so. So, one of the things we were talking about with the Super Bowl and sports in general is sort of regionalism.
Yeah, which can be a form. I think it's basically the same thing as nationalism, right? I mean, it would almost be like if I said, "Well, I grew up in New England, so obviously everything up here is better." You know,
people feel that way.
Yeah, yeah, you know, I think they do.
And you know, their team is good because you know it's just funny. I went to a Super Bowl, you know, a few years ago. It was the Patriots versus the Indianapolis Colts. I don't know. It was like 5 or 6 years ago or something. Like
mm-hmm.
that. And we went with a friend who happened to be a Colts fan, and he wore his Manning, you know, thing into a bar here in New England. And
uh-oh.
I'll tell you, I had, and it was a narrow win. This wasn't a Super Bowl. I'm sorry. This was a playoff game. It was a narrow win for the Patriots, you know, and basically they had been down the whole time and then at the end came back. And just the antics of the people in the bar, like there was this one girl, you know, doing this kind of dance where she slapped her butt in front of the guy. And it was just really bizarre.
Wow.
Bizarre behavior.
That's very strange.
You know, I mean, it would be one thing to send the guy over send him a drink of you know lemon juice or something like that, you know, give him a sour puss. It'd be one thing, but it was just distasteful. I went from at that moment I was trying to like the New England Patriots because I was no longer living in Florida anymore. I should like the local team, and. Like it just turned me off entirely.
To the whole team, though, because that's very interesting. Because obviously that wasn't the members of the Patriots who were doing that.
Just people wearing the uniforms.
Well, and that ties in exactly to what I wanted to talk about. But
well, let's
we could take this call.
Let's take this call.
Okay.
This is the great El Osborno calling on the road. Jason, you're on Free Talk.
Hey
Live.
Guys, good to talk to you.
Hi.
This is Jason Osborne.
Today I'm driving, so
yeah.
I did want to talk to you though about. The primary function that sports serves in society.
Distraction?
That is the grease in the wheels of business.
Okay.
And this is one of two things that really kind of was a rude awakening for me when I got into business myself. That is that people talk about sports constantly. In fact, it's pretty much the only thing people talk about.
Yeah.
And you cannot do business with someone without being able to talk about sports. And there's a really good reason for this. Now, Mark, you're in sales. So
yep.
When you call up a prospect on a cold call, you know, what if the first thing out of your mouth was, "Hey, what do you think about that military-industrial complex?"
Yeah, that isn't going to go well.
That wouldn't go over well at all. Or, "Man, what do you think about all these abortions we have lately?"
Right. It's loaded conversation.
You're not going to get anywhere. I mean, you know, sometimes you'll find someone who wants to talk to you about it, but most of the time you're going to just lose the call and you're not going to be able to get your business done.
Yeah, thank God. Thank God I don't find people that want to talk about that too often.
It gives people something non-threatening to talk about. You know, there's other things people like once you get involved with them more, like their kids and so forth. But
yeah.
I mean, you can't call someone up and say, "Oh, hey, how's little Johnny doing? How about that math test he had last week? That's Mrs. Wilson. She's a real ball buster, right?" When you have that kind of information, then you're a creepy stalker guy, and you get arrested. But once you know someone's favorite sports team, you have an endless supply of factoids and anecdotes that you can talk about for hours, right?
It's true.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, and I don't know if I would say there's nothing wrong with that because it can be a way of avoiding any conversation that actually means something. Like it can be a way of really sort of forging these very superficial connections with other people and almost avoiding talking about the things that actually matter, which I don't know, maybe when you're in the business world, you kind of have to form those relationships to a certain extent where it doesn't really run too deep. You're just trying to work on a deal and be a little bit friendly. But yeah, that's always been my impression of it when people talk about sports, Jason, is that they're kind of like completely obliterating any chance to have a meaningful conversation that goes deeper than that.
No, absolutely. And this is why I'm not allowed to talk to customers. And
wow.
I have other people do that for me.
That's unfortunate.
You know, I in my business, because I make, I make phone calls for Free Talk Live during the week, people have the expectation that I'm going to get on the phone, talk to them about radio, and then get off. And I do attempt to find out about their family and their kids, their wives' names and stuff like that. And I'll often mention them. And I keep notes on those things. And, you know, like, that's on the verge of stalkery, right? But I was taught to do this.
Physicians are taught to do that, too. But they're also taught to know the sports score so they can, hey, how about those Patriots last night or whatever. And it just doesn't strike me as genuine, you know, especially not for me because I have no interest in sports.
Well, I've never known a lot as far as the statistics and that sort of thing goes. I mean, you know, living in Tampa Bay when I did local radio sales, people would want to talk about local sports a little more, but... You know, I never knew a lot. I knew the player. I knew the names of a few players on the team. You know, I knew I didn't like Dilfer, and I knew I liked Warren Sapp. You know, I mean, those kind of things.
One other thing I want to bring up to you, Jason, is do you notice how people tend to, just like they think of themselves as we, and meaning part of America or part of the country that they're part of, they also sort of start to think about themselves as we, as in part of the team. You know, like, well, we lost the game
like
last night.
They were out there kicking that field goal themselves, yeah.
Yeah. As if the team of millionaires wants anything to do with them.
And then they feel dejected and depressed when their team loses, but they have no control over the outcome of that game. No matter how much they yell and scream at the TV, no matter how much they pray or bet or whatever, they have no influence over it. And so... Why get depressed over that? And that's only possible because they think of themselves almost in a nationalistic way as part of that team, as part of the we. Jason?
Yes, absolutely. I agree. And I don't understand it.
Yeah.
Osborne, thanks for the
call.
Can't
help you.
Get out of here. 855-450-3733. Yeah, that's how I treat one of my biggest clients. You know, there's been studies that, in fact, it affects your endocrine system. I mean, big fans, when they lose a game, by that I mean the millionaires on television lost the game that they like the most, it'll affect their testosterone, it'll affect, hormones in their body.
Cortisol, I mean, the stress hormone.
They lost. Yeah. They have experienced defeat.
Now their tail is between their legs, right, and they're... I don't know, ashamed or something, of something they have no control over.
And you
know what you do have control over? You do have control over whether you let that upset you, you know?
Well, you know, it's sort of the same thing. Is that to some extent it's this distraction, as Jay was talking about when he called in, is, some people like the Hollywood thing, some people like the sports thing. I've liked... I'm mildly interested in these things. It's, these people are providing services for us to consume. I wouldn't get all into it, but, you know, it's interesting. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
VaporSmith's e-cigs revolutionize nicotine ingestion by bringing it into the 21st century. With VaporSmith's, you'll enjoy all the invigorating nicotine with none of the nasty smoke. VaporSmith's are clean, efficient, and tasty. 4 strengths and 10 delicious flavors. Reds, classics, Turkish, menthol, strawberry, cherry, vanilla, coffee, minty mint, and cloves. Use coupon code FTL to get 25% off your first order at Vaporsmith.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.